Exodus chapter 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, and into your bedchamber, and upon your bed, and into the house of your servants, and upon your people, and into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on you, and upon your people, and upon all your servants." And Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch forth your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron, and said, Entreat Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto Yahweh. And Moses said to Pharaoh, Glory over me, when shall I entreat for you, and for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, Tomorrow. And he said, Be it according to your word, that you may know that there is none like unto Yahweh our God. And the frogs shall depart from you, and from your houses, and from your servants, and from your people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto Yahweh because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stunk. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart, and listened not to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he listened not to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Behold, he comes forth to the water, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies upon you, and upon your servants, and upon your people, and into your houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will separate in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end you may know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And Yahweh did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, Go you sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, It is not right to do so, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh our God. Behold, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our God, as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away, entreat for me. And Moses said, Behold, I go out from you, and I will entreat Yahweh that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses went out from him. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Exodus chapter 9. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh and tell him, Thus says Yahweh God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go, and will hold them still, behold, the hand of Yahweh is upon your cattle which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the donkeys, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous plague. And Yahweh shall distinguish between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh will do... And Yahweh appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing on the next day, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, Take you to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blisters upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blisters upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he listened not to them as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, and upon your servants, and upon your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite you and your people with pestilence, and you shall be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised you up, for to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exalt you yourself against my people, that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather your cattle and all that you have in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field, and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of Yahweh among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses, and he that regarded not the word of Yahweh left his servants and his cattle in the field. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahweh sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and Yahweh rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent, and called for Moses and Aaron, and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahweh, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that you may know how that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear Yahweh God. And the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was buddled. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they had not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands unto Yahweh, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders had ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as Yahweh had spoken by Moses. Exodus chapter 10. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him. And that you may tell in the ears of your son and of your son's son what things I have worked in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am Yahweh. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said to him, Thus says Yahweh God of the Hebrews, How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into your border, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remains to you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which grows for you out of the field. And they shall fill your houses, and the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said to him, How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve Yahweh their God. Know you not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said to them, Go serve Yahweh your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto Yahweh. And he said to them, Let Yahweh be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, you that are men, and serve Yahweh, for that you did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yahweh brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night, and when it was morning the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field, throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against Yahweh your God, and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray you, my sin only this once, and entreat Yahweh your God that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh turned a mighty strong west wind which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, Go you, serve Yahweh, only let your flocks and your herds be left, let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, You must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto Yahweh our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve Yahweh our God, and we know not with what we must serve Yahweh until we come there. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said to him, Get you from me, take heed to yourself, see my face no more, for in that day you see my face, you shall die. And Moses said, You have spoken well, I will see your face again no more. Exodus chapter 11. And Yahweh said to Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward he will let you go away. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out away altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbour, and every woman of her neighbour, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And Yahweh gave the people favour in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, Thus says Yahweh, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh does put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these, your servants, shall come down unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get you out, and all the people that follow you, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh shall not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Exodus chapter 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers a land for a house. And if the household is too little for the land, let him and his neighbour next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make you count for the land. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and put it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, his head with his legs and with the entrails thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance for ever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this very same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance for ever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations, shall you eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the upper doorpost and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons for ever. And it shall come to pass, when you have come to the land which Yahweh will give you, according as he has promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say to you, what mean you by this service? That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight Yahweh smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go, serve Yahweh as you have said. And take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, "We are all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing. And Yahweh gave the people favour in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent to them such things as they required. And they plundered the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not linger, neither had they prepared for themselves any provisions. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the very same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed by all the children of Israel in their generations. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. You shall not carry forth any of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with you, you will keep the Passover to Yahweh, and let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is home-born, and to the stranger that sojourns among you." Thus did all the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the very same day that Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies.